Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and read by Lin Xiaowen.
Confucius Wisdom. Part 2. Leadership and Training. Make others and yourself successful. Chapter 22. Dialogue with colleagues creates positive energy. Most business leaders spend very little time talking with their staff, not only missing out on precious transmission of experience, but also losing an opportunity to inspire them. Confucius said, "I'm a transmitter, not an original thinker. I believe in and love the ancient ways. In my heart, I may venture to compare myself with Lao Peng." On New Year's Day, an old colleague came to see me, asking what new plan I had for the coming year. I eagerly shared with him my hope that Confucian thought and wisdom could become part of everyday life of our people today. He was surprised, saying that this was a very noble ideal and we would have to double our efforts to achieve it. He was of course right. This is a very meaningful aim and one that is very difficult to attain. In the past, I had always had it drummed into me that traditional Chinese thought, including Confucianism and Taoism, was something of the past. As a result, I was very much against it. But when I visited Japan in 2006, I saw a news magazine report saying that the former chairman of the Japanese Business Federation and former chairman of Toyota Motor Corporation, Mr. Hiroshi Okuda, had remarked that the analects should be the first thing to be learned by young Japanese leaders in the 21st century. I was really surprised and immediately bought myself a Japanese translation of the analects. Upon reading it, I discovered that the ideals I had talked about and put into practice in the past were all part of traditional Chinese wisdom. What is really a shame is that although we Chinese refer to Confucius as the wisest of sages, many of us do not utilize his wisdom in practice, especially in the area of education. Japanese have incorporated the analects in their samurai value system. Put another way, the analects has become part of the Japanese way of life. Several famous writers also drew upon the analects in their novels, providing moral education and shaping Japanese culture. Shibusawa Eiichi, the father of Japanese capitalism, studied in France, founded his first bank in Japan and over 500 companies, and was also the Japanese Minister of Finance. His life story is presented in the book entitled Analects and Abacus. The influence of the analysts can be seen in numerous aspects of Japanese life and business today. So my feeling is that it is not difficult to apply Confucianism to daily life. All that is needed is a change of approach, and this ideal can be achieved. Let me put it another way. If instead of subjecting Confucianism to academic research and discussion, we focus on implementing and applying Confucianism in practice, it'll be easy to achieve our ideal. One time, I was at a New Year's function of a company, and the CEO asked me to make some suggestions. I said that my greatest hope was that the CEO could apply the same approach as Confucius to personal training and development, that is, turn his extensive experience and wisdom into stories and constantly share these with his colleagues. The reason for making this suggestion is that successful business leaders are really few and far between. Even worse, most business leaders don't know how to transmit their management wisdom to the next generation of leaders. They don't appreciate their own value or spend time talking with their staff, not only missing out on precious transmission of experience and wisdom, but also losing an opportunity to inspire them to create a new business. The Confucian method of teaching entails conveying the truth, passing on explicit and tacit knowledge, both tangible and intangible, and clarifying doubts. Central to this is dialogue. This is the highest level of learning. It is not just doing something pursuant to a class or a directive. Dialogue touches people's hearts. I hope that all business leaders can learn the Confucian method. That will greatly help them with transmission of management wisdom and enable their businesses to take a big step towards perpetuation.
The book you just heard is Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, which was written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and published by China's Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press.